Welcome to another episode of Sweet Goodbyes. Today, I'll be interviewing graduating Caroline Asante Darde about her time at Stanford. We'll be asking questions about how her journey at Stanford has shaped her and what Stanford means to her.
My name is Caroline Asante Darde. I am from Ghana, international student from Ghana. I'm class of 23. I majored in computer science. I'm also co-termed in computer science. In my free time, I'm always at CAS. I work here as a staff member.
Tell us more about CAS for people that are not aware of CAS.
For sure. CAS is the Center for African Studies. I heard about CAS even before I came to Stanford. Other Ghanaian upperclassmen who were already here before I got in were telling me about CAS, like, even before I came to campus. And pretty much in my first week, I was brought here and I immediately fell in love with it. It's at Encina Commons if you're looking for it. And it's room 127 if you want to, you know, pay a visit.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that's very unique about CAS and made me feel very welcome is the portraits. So once you walk into CAS, there's a portrait of everyone in the community on the walls with a word that they've written of what the CAS community means to them. And it was just so heartwarming to see all these people with their smiles. And like, I saw some of my friends up there on the walls, and that was just really nice. And everyone I met here was good vibes. Through CAS, I've gotten to know a lot of the African students at Stanford and made friends from all corners of the continent, which has been really nice.
Moving on to the next question. So we know being a Stanford student can be overwhelming. You know, we have to manage stress, managing expectations, schoolwork, and like so many other things. So how have you worked through some of this moments of stress being at Stanford?
Yeah, oh my God, if I had to talk about every time I felt stressed, this podcast would not end.
It won't.
And I think I knew coming into Stanford that it would be stressful, but it was a different type of stress than what I was expecting. Especially in freshman year, there's a lot of feelings of, oh, I mean, it's imposter syndrome. Like, why was I even accepted into this place? What am I doing here? Am I in the right major? Am I taking the right classes? And I think Stanford also has this, like, air of, it feels like everyone is doing everything.
Yep.
And then you feel like you're doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're struggling, but, like, you look like you're doing nothing. I don't know. There's just been a whole lot of things that have stressed me out, classes. But I think something that really helped me was my upperclassmen friends. Mm-hmm. Like, the Ghanaian community has been my savior.
Yeah.
Also because most Ghanaian students that come here major in CS, so they were very helpful, like, in, like, guiding me to what classes to take, how to go about what assignments, all of that. But just life in general, because, like, knowing people who have done it before makes it a little easier. They can warn, they're like, oh, this is coming up, you should do this. Oh, your taxes, you should file them. This is going on, you should do that. But also thinking, knowing and accepting the fact that nothing is ever that serious. I think that's the thing that stressed a lot of Stanford students out. Like, it feels like everything is like final or ultimate.
Yeah.
Or if you don't do this one thing, then everything is going to come crashing down. It's never that serious. Take the extension on the assignment if you need to. It's not every outing you have to be at.
Nope.
Like, take it slow. This is a very fast-paced environment, and it feels like a million things are going on at once. But just doing things at your own pace, doing things as and when you feel like it, really centers you as a human and makes you, like, refocus and attack your schoolwork from a better angle. So that's what I would say.
I'm also learning a lot being a freshman interviewing you.
Yeah.
Definitely relating to a lot of things that you're saying. So on that note, what was a time you went through a very challenging time, and how did you get through it?
There's so many.
It's like you're flipping through.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of which. I think for my class also, there have been a lot of times, like, we were the class that were freshmen when COVID happened kicked out. And there's been a lot of hard moments. I don't know. the spring quarter after COVID was really difficult because I was stuck in the U.S. Ghana had closed its borders, and I couldn't go home. So I was just at my aunt's house in Connecticut, in this white ass town in Connecticut, doing my online classes from there. And I didn't have any friends in the area or anything. Being far from home and also being far from my friends, I think coming in as an international student, it was already an adjustment to get used to the U.S., to make friends, to feel somewhat feel like a home at Stanford, right? But close to the end of winter quarter, they're like, okay, get out, because this disease is coming to kill all of us. And it's like, wow, I just adjusted. I just made a home here, and now I have to go somewhere that I don't even know. And it was also right when, I feel like as a freshman, fall and winter are not that serious. Like, you're taking like your couple introductory classes. It's like, okay. In spring, I was taking CS 107 and CS 103. It was just crazy. I think I just struggled through it till I was able to leave the US and go home. But staying in touch with the friends that I had made made it fun, you know. I would say whenever you're going through a hard time, it is difficult to reach out to people. But reach out to people, because that's the only way you'll get yourself out of it. And sometimes also, it's not a good thing to rely on people, because everyone is going through their own thing. So you can't exactly expect your friends to always be there, you know, be there and to always hold you, because they're also going through their own things. They're also not feeling good. And it's a hard, like, realization to come to, is that sometimes, even though, I don't know, it's a hard balance. It's like, you want, you have to reach out to people to feel okay, but at the same time, you can't expect them to make you feel okay. And you also have to have some self-awareness to, like, what can I do that will make me feel a little bit in a better position? Do I need to buy myself ice cream? Do I need to close my laptop for a bit and go watch a movie? Do I need to go outside, take a walk? Should I go on a run? Should I go to the gym? You know, you have to, like, be in touch with yourself a little bit to make sure that you're not drowning.
What was your initial reaction coming to Stanford, like, as an international student? Also, I feel like that also plays, like, a huge role, being an international student. So what was your initial reaction coming to Stanford? And how are you feeling now as you're wrapping it up?
I don't know how the kids these days are doing it, but in my time... But before I came to Stanford, I had never visited the campus, so I watched a whole lot of YouTube videos. I watched the cath bath. I don't know if people now still watch the cath bath, but she was so big when we were coming into Stanford. I watched almost all her videos of, like, her going to her freshman dorm, her going to the dining hall. And so I would say I was feeling very excited coming in. I was very excited. I was like, oh my gosh, like, this place is so cool. Like, it's the dining hall and all of this. But it also hit hard when my mom came with me and we put everything in my room. And she's like, okay, I'm leaving. And I was like, leave? Where are you going to go to?
Where are you going?
What do you mean you're going to leave? And I feel like the whole time I was excited. I was just happy. I don't know. I was happy to be here and to start learning new things, make new friends, whatever. But then when she said, I mean, she wasn't even leaving California yet. She was just going back home. In that moment when she said, I remember it very well. We were at Bechtel. She had finished moving everything in and she was like, okay, I'm going to grab my Uber and I'm going to leave. And I remember feeling very sad. I was like, wow, like, she's actually going to leave. And throughout freshman year, it was a lot of feelings of, like, I feel so far away from my family. I feel so disconnected from them. It was hard. But now, as a senior, I've gotten to make friends. I don't know. I definitely have made a home here. And it's sad to leave now. Also, I'm like, dang. Like, I used to see Arriaga all the time. Not that I like Arriaga, but just seeing things that are so familiar. Another important thing is Stanford is very much a bubble. Stanford does not represent the real world. And so we're very sheltered and protected here, which I think we take for granted. Like, the fact that you're able to leave your room at midnight and walk across campus, and, but I mean, you still feel a little unsafe, but, like, you don't feel as unsafe as you would if you were living in a city
or
something like that. So there's all these privileges here that are sheltering us from the hardships of the real world. And it's realizing very much that I won't have this anymore, but I'm also excited to go out into the real world. I think that's what life is about.
I mean, yes,
I will miss Stanford and I plan on coming back and visiting, whatever, but life is about the hardships. It's about learning how to navigate these situations. So I am quite excited to to go. I feel like I will regret saying I'm excited to be an adult. But I think being an adult is the reality of life.
What are your plans for next year? Oh, what are your plans out of here?
Yeah, so I am moving to New York, going to the East Coast, and I'm going to start working from September.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. I have mixed feelings about New York. Like, everyone says it's an exciting city, but also it's going to be cold in the winter.
Yeah, it is going to be freezing in the winter.
Very much a girl that comes from a country that's right on the equator. So I do not know how to deal with the cold, but we'll figure it out.
One word to describe each of your years at Stanford and why.
Oh, that is a hard one. I'll say freshman year, I would describe it as doe-eyed. I think as a freshman, like, everything is like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
Yeah.
I remember going to the first Melanin Madness with all my friends, and we were just hopping around like bunnies. We were like, what the heck? Like, this is so fun.
Yes. You know?
And it's also like learning a whole lot of new things. And also moving to a new country is like trying new foods. Mm. I tried so many things that I had never eaten before. Mm. Learning a whole lot of different cultures from the people that are around. That's one thing people at Stanford don't take advantage of. You have to take advantage of the fact that there's so many people. Different cultures around
you.
I think it's comforting to stay with people you know. Like, I could have just been friends with all the Ghanaians and that would have been it. But no, you should branch out. It will make your experience much more holistic. Like, my best friends are from Mongolia, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. And one of them lived in, like, Vienna, Austria. Like, it's just, like, a whole bunch of different people. Uh-huh. And I love them to the core. Learning the words from their different cultures.
Yes. Trying food.
Trying the food. Celebrating Eid with them. Celebrating Lunar New Year. It might not be a part of your beliefs or your culture or whatever, but it's, like, it's fun.
It's fun. Know?
Sophomore year, I was in Ghana the whole year and doing school. So, I don't know what we're... I would say no sleep.
No...
No sleep for real, because the time difference was 8 hours.
Yes.
I would be up all the middle of the night. And sophomore year is like hard. I think sophomore year is when you, like, you're doing the core of your
majors.
You're starting to do your electives. It's like a tough year. Junior year was very unique because that was the year that we all came back to campus and things started opening up and seeing all my friends again. So I would say junior year was a year of memories. I think a lot of people felt, especially in my year, that we had lost time, and so we're just trying to do
as much as we could
together. But academically, junior year was definitely a tough year, and I also think junior year is the time where people are starting to think about code terms, think about what they might do after grad, look for serious internships. So it is a year where you start to get serious
with adulthood.
And then senior year is, I would say, bittersweet.
Because
you finish most of your classes, you have a little more space, but it's also like every moment with your friends is like, oh my gosh, this is the last time we do this. So it's just like, yeah, bittersweet.
Yes, yes. And we've not spoken about your major. Your major is the is the main one for Stanford. So what's your favorite thing about your major?
So coming in, the reason I chose to do computer science is because of its applicability in a whole lot of different areas. So I didn't know what I wanted to do in my life, but there's applications of CS in health and medicine. There's applications of CS in finance, if you're interested in that. There's applications of CS in climate and sustainability. I think that's the thing that excites me the most about it. It's every time learning a different application in something else. And now there's this huge area of ethics and technology and how much we should trust technology to do what and all of that. So there's a whole bunch of different things you can do with it. And I wouldn't say the path is easy at Stanford. It's not. A lot of people here, because these are really smart people and they're people who have come from, like, some people here had experience with computers for years before they came to Stanford. I personally had never touched a programming language before I came in freshman year. And so they do make you feel a little, like, dumb sometimes. Like, it's just, like, talking to people and realizing how much experience they have versus you feeling like,
I didn't even know this.
Yeah, it makes you feel a little out of place sometimes. Like, oh, like, maybe this is
not for me.
But I do think that if you use the avenues, like, go to office hours, and it is a lot, and it's unfair. It's like, why do I have to go to office hours for this long to understand this when someone like looks at it once and they just
tap,
and the assignment is done, you know? And it's like, dang, why can't I like also understand like that. Do that? It's not an easy path. I will definitely not say that. The midterms have killed me every single time. Assignments have taken hours, so many hours in office hours, but I like the fact that I am graduating with a computer science degree. I've loved the skill set I've gotten from doing CS. And it's also about what you make out of it, you know?
Mm.
I know a lot of people doing CS here who are like, oh, what's the point of even taking ethics classes? Like, I don't want to do that. But it's about what you choose to learn from Stanford. I've learned how to write papers, do research, do a whole bunch of different things. So I think I've gained a wide skill set. I'm proud of the education that I've gotten. But you have to make the most out of it for yourself.
Now, moving on to the more nitty-gritty of Stanford. So, what are your favorite spots over the years? Give us some little secret places to go to.
I am such a homebody.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. Like, I just love
staying in your
room. Stay in my room. For real. But I love McMurtry. McMurtry is one
yes.
of my favorite spots on campus. I would say if you have an inkling of artistic whatever in you,
mm-hmm.
take an art class. I've
yes.
taken drawing one, painting one, photography one. I'm in painting two right now. I love it. It's so peaceful. And the rooftop is so nice.
So
especially
nice.
Like when the day is clear and there's a good sunset. McMurtry, chef's kiss. I would say on a good day, like Oval is nice to just sit there and like, you know, think. The Cactus Garden is also really nice.
Also just popped up in my head. What's your favorite dining hall?
It's crazy.
It's mad.
To be fair, I think we give Stanford a lot of shit because I think compared to other schools, our food
we
is
do,
good.
Yes.
But also sometimes
it's
I would say my favorite one though these days. Wilbur.
I knew it. Everybody's at Wilbur.
Yeah, but the lines are so long.
It's so long. That's because that's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
It's so packed.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, this has been such a amazing podcast. What's your goodbye? What would you say is your goodbye for Stanford?
Oh,
how are you feeling?
My goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think Stanford has been really good in the good times and really bad in the bad mm-hmm. times. But I definitely will miss it. I will miss mm-hmm. this place a lot. And I think I've been feeling a lot more sentimental these days because it's my last course. And I can't believe I'm like leaving like forever. Well, who knows about forever? Maybe one day I'll be back. But,
who knows?
But I definitely would say thank you to Stanford for the people I've met.
Mm-hmm.
That has been like the best thing about Stanford is the people I've met. The friends that I've made here have been very unforgettable,
aww.
I would say. And it's also given me like a lot of opportunities to do unforgettable things that I don't think I would have gotten the chance to do elsewhere. Plus bringing me out here to the West Coast, like I think was
yes.
amazing.
Uh-huh. Any advice for anybody?
I will say for anyone who's out here who feels alone or feels like you're struggling, like, just know that no matter how put together some people look, everyone is, like,
the duckling
struggling.
Syndrome.
Literally,
the duckling syndrome.
Everyone is going through it. You don't ever feel like you're alone because you're not. Make sure to make use of the fact that you're at Stanford. And that doesn't always mean, like, oh, join all the huge groups or join every sorority or fraternity or whatever. But just make sure that you make your lived experience full. Do the things that are meaningful to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that looks different for different people.
Everybody.
And just make sure that by the end of your time at Stanford, you can say with your chest that I'm proud of what I've learned, who I've met, the things I've done, and the degree that I'm getting.
Thank you for listening to Sweet Goodbyes. This episode was produced by Omotolani Aziz. For more podcasts by The Stanford Daily, visit stanforddaily.com/category/podcast.